My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. How are the fruit flies at your house? They're doing pretty well at mine. There's a reason fruit flies were famously used in early studies on genetics. They require little care, and their reproductive rates are fast and astronomical. Under ideal conditions, and that's at temperatures of 82 degrees, their development time from egg to adult is 7 days. Females lay about 400 eggs at a time and are sexually receptive to courting males 8 to 12 hours after emergence. That's just nuts. I'm currently running some experiments with fruit flies myself. I've entitled the study, "How to Get Rid of the Little Boogers." Diligent cleaning is a must, but really, you don't stand a chance. Trapping is a given as well. Fruit flies are attracted to anything fermenting. To trap them, put a bit of your fermented bait in a jar, then either fashion a paper cone, pointy side in the jar, or cover the top with plastic punched with a few small holes. The bait attracts them, and they can find their way in but have a hard time getting out. They're not killed, just trapped. Fermented baits include vinegar, beer, wine, or a bit of fruit. I'm currently trialing red wine, apple cider vinegar, and wine vinegar. So far, red wine appears to have the edge. I've also noticed that they have more luck getting trapped, or less luck getting trapped, by the paper cone method. That larger area seems to funnel more of them downward and then get trapped in the jar. My concern is that once I pick that jar up to either toss them outside or do whatever I'm going to do with them, I'm going to lose the paper cone and just have a catch and release policy, which is not the policy I want with the fruit flies. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.